Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Migs.
B-Migs, don't be a loser. B-Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Scotty from Tacoma is. Scotty, are you there?
Yeah.
Scotty, we have a big opportunity for you today. If you can beat Migs, we've got a pair of Mariners tickets for tonight's game with your name on them.
Treat.
Your red hot Seattle Mariners. One game out of first place, baby.
Let's go.
Let's go, Mariners. And Steve, let's get you out of the studio.
Bye-bye.
If you are playing at home, Scotty has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
You.
According to the Beatles, what color submarine do we all live in?
Yellow.
Yes. What kind of animal was Bambi?
Deer.
Correct. What does a botanist study?
Plants.
Yes. Which young actor died outside the Viper Room in 1993?
Ah, pass. I know it, but I can't think of it.
Where are elements organized by atomic number?
Pass.
What sport is the focus of the movie Hoosiers?
Basketball.
Yes. Which European country is credited with inventing the modern self-igniting match?
China?
No.
USA?
What's that?
River Phoenix. Oh, okay,
which European country is credited with inviting the self-igniting match?
Germany.
No.
France.
Yes. How many main ingredients make up concrete?
Two, three.
No. No.
Four?
Yes. What layer of the Earth's atmosphere is between the troposphere and the mesosphere?
Atmosphere.
No. Scotty, you got 6 correct.
But he got the River Phoenix, right?
Oh, did he say that?
He said it.
Oh, okay, then you got 7 correct.
Yeah, he got it in the middle.
Got it. Sorry, my brain did not catch that.
There's a lot going on, Taryn. It's okay.
So much going on. Trying to win Mariners tickets, he is.
Steve. Yoda trying to win Mariners tickets, he is.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
According to the Beatles, what color submarine do we all live in? Yes. What kind of animal was Bambi?
Bambi was a deer.
Sure was. What does a botanist study?
Plants.
Yeah. Which young actor died outside the Viper Room in 1993?
Oh, man. It's not Joaquin Phoenix.
Nope.
Is River Phoenix.
Yes. Where are elements organized by atomic number?
Two?
No.
Where are they?
Yeah, what is it called where they're organized?
Is that the Dewey Decimal System?
No.
I can see it, but I can't say it. It's a secret.
What sport is the focus of the movie Hoosiers?
Basketball.
Yes. Which European country is credited with inventing the modern self-igniting match?
Italy.
No.
France.
Yes. How many ingredients make up concrete?
Two.
No.
Three.
No.
Four.
Yes. What layer of the Earth's atmosphere is between the troposphere and the mesosphere?
The pooposphere.
No.
The lotsosphere.
No. Steve, you got 7 correct, and that is a tie. 7-7. So in the case of a tie in the game of Beat Migs, what do we do with these Mariners tickets?
Give them to Scotty.
Yeah, Scotty, we're going to hook you up with tickets for tonight's game versus the Cardinals.
Right out.
Hey, go Mariners.
Go Mariners for sure. The elements are organized by atomic number on the periodic table.
That's it. Yep.
I know, you were thinking it.
Yep.
The layer of the Earth's atmosphere that's between the troposphere and the mesosphere is the stratosphere.
Oh.
And that was a great little tie there.
I was trying to think of a joke about the sphere in Vegas, not realizing that there's already a joke about a sphere in Vegas, which would have been the stratosphere.
Yes, so many spheres.
I suck.
The Daily Migs Show.
So So often we go to the grocery store and we're looking around and we see something new and we wonder, what does that taste like? Is it any good? So then we decide to try it and let you know if it's worth buying.
And this one that we found is inspired by a Seahawks legend.
We're going to find out what's in the bag after Smashing Pumpkins. Occasionally, you might be strolling through the aisles of your local grocery store and something new catches your eye.
Yes.
And it makes you think, what's in the bag?
What's in the bag?
What's in the bag?
I brought something in the bag.
Oh, look at that.
Oh.
And actually, mine is inspired by something that happened on our show last week.
Oh, really?
So let's go back in time when we were talking to a certain person by the name of Big Walt, Walter Jones.
I have a special drink from there. It's called Coke and Peanut. And it's something that my mom used to do when I was a kid. So
wait, so you're a Coke and Peanut guy? My father-in-law loves Coke and Peanuts. And I was like, I've never heard of this before. My wife's like, oh, no, this is a thing. And I'm like, I grew up my entire life. This is the first I've ever heard of Coke with peanuts in it.
Yes, it used to be for me. Like when I was up here, if I'm missing my mom and somebody see me with a Coke and peanut, they'd be like, man, it's time for you to go see your mom. So those are the things that I wanted to give a homage to her, stuff like that. So if you ever get a chance to go by Big Walt's Kitchen, check out the Coke and peanut. It's a pretty cool thing to do.
And so Big Walt's Kitchen is over at Lumen Field. This is a thing that I never heard of until my father-in-law was doing it. He was enjoying some Coca-Cola with peanuts in it. And I mentioned it to my wife. I'm like, I got to go to the store because I want to get myself some bottles of Coke. So I got a bottle of Coke for each of you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, don't worry. That was on me. You guys don't have to pay me back. And
oh my
bags
gosh.
Of peanuts for each of you.
So Danny, do you know, out of curiosity, what the cola to peanut ratio is supposed to be? Like, do we put the whole bag in there?
So I went online just to figure out exactly how do we do this Coke and peanuts thing.
Uh-huh.
And so what you have to do is take a few sips of the Coke, just enough to make a little space at the top of the bottle. And then you have to pour the peanuts into the hole.
Okay, but I want to point
out. Put the nuts in the hole, yeah. What is it?
I want to point out real quick, and I know it's your favorite, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
But he got his Diet Coke.
I'm glad he did. I prefer Diet Coke over regular Coke.
I knew that one of you liked Diet Coke more than the other. I couldn't remember, though, I couldn't remember if you were a Coca-Cola guy.
No, it's not that I don't care, to be honest with you. This is the first Coke that I'll probably drink that doesn't have alcohol in it in probably 15 years.
Well, I secretly substituted the Coca-Cola with some whiskey in it.
Yeah. But I was wondering, like, if it mattered that it was Diet Coke instead of red. Because back in the day when this was a thing,
I didn't have
Diet Coke. Okay.
Yeah, that's okay. That's a good question. I thought about that, but you know what, man? I'm counting calories. And we're putting a crap ton of calories in here with these peanuts.
How many do you think we put in?
All right, so this says take a few sips of the Coke, just enough to make a little space at the top of the bottle. Darren, you went a little aggressive on your sips. Pour the peanuts in, carefully drop them into the bottle opening. The salt and carbonation will fizz a little. Let it sit a moment. The peanuts will soften slightly, but still keep their crunch. Dip and snack.
I don't know.
So is that enough peanuts, Steve?
I know. No, you need way more. You got to borrow
like,
the
way
whole
more
bag.
Than that? Oh, my God.
Can I borrow someone's scissors? Because I apparently didn't.
Here you go.
Do we have a funnel? Oh, now we're fizzing.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of fizz going on.
Here comes the fizz.
I just think that we're going to get beat up on social media.
Like when
people post this. No, I think they're going to be like, oh, you need to use real Coke.
Well, you know what? They could play their own version of what's in the bag at home.
Okay, so I really do like a salty sweet combo, and I feel like this is going to satisfy that.
You think so?
Yes.
Oh, look, mine. It's starting to fizz out.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, that's some good stuff right there.
So that
there.
Means it's working.
I think so. It's doing the job. Are we ready to do this?
I guess so.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Here we go.
I really chugged that.
It tastes exactly the same.
Okay. It just tastes like wet peanuts.
That's what I'm saying. There's not like a...
Why is this so amazing?
Do you like it, Taryn? You actually, like, she said salty and sweet. You actually lose a lot of the salty.
I'm not sure what I'm supposed to enjoy about this.
It's not like, I'm not getting a wow factor. It's interesting. Really? I don't hate it.
I'm struggling not to choke on a peanut.
I know. I don't know if I'm supposed to be, like, chewing or drinking.
Or
talking. I'm afraid I'm going to asphyxiate on this.
I'm done. And I would, you know, I would actually be really mad if I went and paid for this somewhere because I think they serve it at restaurants.
I don't understand the appeal.
I don't get it.
To be honest with you. Unless we did something wrong. Which I don't think we did. It's two ingredients.
I just think my body's very confused by this. Is it because we use Diet Coke instead of regular Coke, Danny?
Probably.
All right, so next week I'll bring in some regular Coke. Are you okay?
I don't really drink a lot of soda and I'm like trying not to belch.
So I'm still really confused about like why this is good.
I just tried it again. It's not getting better.
You know what I think it is? In a way, this is like an easy delivery system for you to enjoy peanuts while driving.
Oh.
You put it in your...
Hands-free.
Mm-hmm.
Or at a game.
Yeah, because like now I'm not picking through the bag to eat my peanuts. Mm. I'm just taking a swig. I get a little bit of Coke. I'm starting to hate it less.
Mm. I definitely don't hate it. It's just really unique.
I guess I was expecting more out of this.
Like, yeah, I thought my brain was going to be like, wah!
I mean, Big Walt brought it up. My wife like was like all in awe of the fact that I was getting this for all of us and excited that we were going to try it. I just expected more, but now that I'm like thinking about it, it is kind of nice that if I was driving and I wanted to enjoy some peanuts. Yeah. I could just kind of take a swig and boom, peanuts in my mouth.
Sorry. The Daily Migs Show.
Do you think that you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? If so, we have tickets to Trans-Siberian Orchestra to give you, and they are coming to Climate Pledge Arena on Saturday, November 22nd. Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Hook or Shook at 920.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we are playing for tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra, and they are bringing it to Climate Pledge Arena on Saturday, November 22nd. Say good morning to Richard from Granite Falls, who is our contestant today. What's up, Richard?
Good morning.
Good morning. We're going to spin this wheel and see if you are playing with me or Steve Miggs.
There goes the wheel. Who's it going to land on? It's been landing on Taryn Daly almost, well, pretty much feels like every day for like the last month. And that trend continues. It landed on T-Dog.
All right, let's go.
All right, Richard, here is your clip.
AC/DC shook me all night long.
When I was a cheerleader in high school, we had a dance to this song.
Oh, did you?
Oh, yeah.
I know, like, the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders, like, they're known for, like, their thunderstruck routine.
Oh, ours is way cooler. I'm sure it was not.
I was listening to the lyrics to this song as I was doing it earlier, and I was like, wow, this is a dirty song.
Perfect for high school cheerleaders.
I know, right?
All right. Richard got one down. Danny, let's hear the clip. That would be Give Me All Your Lovin' from ZZ Top. Yes. Congratulations, Richard.
Thank you.
Did you dance to that one in high school as well?
Not that I recall. It was Tube Snake Boogie, actually.
All right.
The Daily Mix Show.
You don't know that song? That's also a ZZ Top song, boys.
Yeah, it's just a strange name to bring up when we're talking about high school girls. But you know what? You do you.
If we have talked about something this morning that you want to chat with us about, call 206-803-ROCK. We're going to check in with the Rockaholics after Alice in Chains.
What about this song? Did you do a dance to this one too?
It's been such a fun morning, and we've received some texts and calls from you that we were not able to get to just yet. But right now, we are checking in with the Rockaholics, so please do call up if you'd like to chime in on anything we've hit on during the show today, or if you have something on your mind that you want to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call, the number to text.
Someone texted in because they're going to Danny's old stomping grounds of New Mexico, where he grew up in. And they said, hey, guys, we're going to Albuquerque tomorrow to try some Dion's Pizza.
Let's go.
Yeah.
And go on the Breaking Bad tour.
Ooh.
I'll report back, but it's on my way to Roswell because they moved the Reno Air Races down there. And that's from Sean and Bonnie Lake.
Okay.
So, Dion's Pizza.
Number one, 100%.
Breaking Bad tour.
All right.
Have you done that before?
I've never done it before because I've never watched the show. So,
Which
I'm shocked though if you've never had like a friend that came to town and they're like, hey, take us on the Breaking Bad tour.
I mean, I'm sure that's happened, but you know, honestly, like when I moved away, Breaking Bad, I think might have still been on, like it just ended or something. So it was like getting its, like, you know, obviously as popular as it was, but yeah, it was never like a thing of like, oh, let's go on the Breaking Bad tour.
In all fairness, also, I've never had a friend come to town and be like, Steve, take me on the Singles tour or on the Sleepless in Seattle tour. So I or the Fraser Crane tour.
That being said, though, if and when we go to Danny's hometown, do you want to do the Breaking Bad tour? Because I do.
1,000% yes.
They used to do it, and I don't, like, don't quote me on this, but I know they used to start it at the car wash because car wash is still around. They did. They use the building as a car wash. And
what about the Mexican food place? The Pollos Hermanos, was it called?
Yes.
Yes.
It's that's a place, but it's not called that. Like, it was never called that. That was just for the show.
Right.
It's called Twisters, and it's still there.
Is it still Mexican food?
Oh, yeah. It's delicious.
Why wouldn't they change the name to that?
I have no idea.
Probably because the people who produce Breaking Bad would want a cut from that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
At the car wash, they used to, they would have the RV, and it would be smoking out of the chimney, and then you could go in the RV, and I think they used to do the tour in the RV. I don't know if they still do that or not, but it was pretty awesome to see.
And if I'm not joking, it's silly, but I'm not making this up, but I believe you could also buy like Blue Meth candy, right?
All over the place. They sell that stuff like crack. Oh, wait.
That's funny.
One, and then real quick about Dion's, too. I was at a coffee shop yesterday. I was wearing my Dion's pizza shirt. The barista asked me, he's like, is that a little pizza place? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, it's in New Mexico, though. And he's like, should I try it when I go? And I was like, absolutely. It's the best pizza of your life.
Is it just one location or is it like a chain?
It's a local Albuquerque. Got well, New it. Mexico chain. I think there's like.
Is it like a Zeke's or a Pagliacci down here, right?
Yeah.
In a sense.
Yeah, but way better. Just kidding.
We'll have to find out.
Sean and Bonnie Lake, when you go, if you can, eat the pizza. And as soon as you finish eating a slice, or maybe if your first bite, or even while you're taking your first bite, call or leave a voice message through the Odyssey app and let us know what's up.
Yeah.
Get some of those Hatch Green Chilies.
Let's go.
Somebody did leave a voice message earlier through the Odyssey app that we weren't able to get to. Are you up for hearing this one?
I'm so up for it.
All right.
My husband's been goofing on me, and I wanted to hear what the Daily Mix show has to say about this.
Uh-oh.
I made a Lego version of our house using my kids' old Legos, and he is telling me that this is the dumbest thing that I could do with my free time.
I mean, there's dumber things, like what? Having sex with other men.
Or wrestling.
Wow. Or cribbage, or listening to Rush's Tom Sawyer.
That too.
I think it's pretty great. But what about you? What dumb thing are you doing with your free time that maybe Brad, Linda, or Sid are giving you a hard time about? This Lego house is fantastic. I even have a Lego litter box in it.
You need to send us a picture of that, first of all.
Yeah. Right now, I'm getting a lot of heat from Brad because of the amount of true crime that I'm watching and listening to.
Because he's worried that you might try and kill him.
He's so worried that I'm plotting his murder. He's so worried about it. And I'm like, dude, I'm not that good of a criminal. I promise. I will get caught. I'm not going to risk Barrett like that. You know, I got to make sure he's taken care of.
Right. I don't trust you with our son. I'll be fine.
But yeah, I'm like pretty into true crime right now.
Mine's really dumb.
What is it?
And I haven't even told my wife yet.
Are you confessing right now?
I'm working on a children's book.
Oh, my God. What is the subject matter? I don't want anybody to steal your idea, but what is the subject matter?
It's fine. I'm making it so I can sell it at my merch table for wrestling, and it's called My Daddy the Wrestler or something along those lines. Tatum's helping me with it, and it's going to be about explaining to your kid that your dad might be a bad guy in the ring, but that doesn't mean he's an actual bad guy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's done.
Oh, my God.
The artwork is, I just have to now sit down with Tatum, and this is when Sid's going to find out, and have her help illustrate it, like use crayons to color it in.
Oh, my God.
But then I can also find a publisher. Not like an actual real publisher, but I need to find a place where I can print this thing so it's not like completely like low budget.
You mean like at our office computer printer here?
Which is what you do every morning.
Edit that part out. I would never do something like that, guys.
Never.
No, I want it to actually look decent. No, within reason. I don't want it to be dropping like, you know, a lot of money on this thing, but it's a stupid thing to sell at my merch table because a lot of parents are coming to the shows with their kids, and I thought that's kind of a fun way to explain to their kids the magic of pro wrestling.
Honestly, I think they do that like at FedEx. I think they do like the whole binding and everything these days.
Awesome.
I don't know how much it is, but
yeah, well, I mean it's like 7 pages long. It's not very long. Like I'm not making like a novel.
Daddy wrestles.
Steve's entire autobiography is 7 pages long.
And that includes the cover and the back cover.
Oh my God.
The Daily Mix Show.
Coming up this Sunday, I'm Listening returns to the KISW airwaves, and it will air at 7 o'clock. We're bringing together some of the most wonderful people from the world of entertainment and pop culture, also mental health professionals, to remind ourselves that talk has the power to save lives. Learn more about I'm Listening at KISW.com. You guys big fans of Girl Scout cookies? What's your favorite?
I'm a Tagalong guy.
Tagalong?
Danny B,
what are you?
I mean, Girl Scout cookies are not my favorite, but I'm going to go with the Samoa because that's the greatest of all time.
You're wrong.
Ryan Castle, what's your choice? Tagalongs. Oh, wow. Dang, we're split 50-50.
Once again, Danny's not part of the club.
Maybe if you shaved your head, you'd start thinking clearer.
I was going to say, maybe the Tagalongs make people bald.
Well, oh.
And beautiful.
Girl Scouts have announced the new cookie called Explore Mores, which is inspired by Rocky Road ice cream. So you're going to have chocolate cookies with creamy filling, chocolate, marshmallow, and toasted almond flavors all wrapped into one. And they will debut in January, which is like, I think, 17 weeks away.
All right. So we know what our favorites are. What was yours now?
Samoa's, obviously.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's, I mean, maybe second best.
Oh, the best.
I wouldn't even put in third best.
Wow.
What would you say is the most popular Girl Scout cookie as far as sales?
I would say Thin Mints.
Thin Mints, you are correct. 25% of all cookie sales for Girl Scout cookies are Thin Mints.
Yep.
Number two, we'll skip number two, but number three is Tagalongs, Ryan.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what?
I can't believe how many people are wrong.
The statistics speak for themselves. They are discontinuing s'mores and toastiers. I did not try the toastiers, but I can tell you the s'mores were a big letdown for me.
Well, I feel like the Rocky Road's almost like a s'more.
It is very similar. And here's what I used to do with the s'mores. If you put it in the microwave for like 5 seconds, it like kind of fixes it a little bit. It makes it better. So I'm assuming that the Explore More is going to need to go in the microwave for 5 seconds as well.
More importantly, have you ever had a tagalong from that you put in the freezer?
No, sir, I have not.
It is really
I call me a
good.
Tagalong traditionalist.
You are a tagalong traditionalist.
Yeah. So edgy.
Yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
Our I'm Listening broadcast is returning to KISW this Sunday at 7 o'clock. Very easy to tune in by telling your smart speaker to play KISW. Listen on the Odyssey app. Listen over the radio as we remind us all that talk has the power to save lives. Get details on I'm Listening at KISW.com.
Knowledge is power. So give us 5-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Ryan Castle in the house. Happy hump day, sir. How you feeling?
Happy to be here to help you guys.
You're really, we could use all the help we can get.
Anything I can do, you let me know. But it has to happen before 10 o'clock because then I got something I got to do.
Well, crap, we only have a couple of minutes. Hey, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. And last night, your Seattle Mariners once again won. Man, I feel like we are just going back and forth with our enthusiasm for this team.
It's an emotional roller coaster.
Right now, we're on a high.
My enthusiasm has not changed.
Hopefully, it'll change when you hear this.
Whacks! Right field! This ball is giving the Mariners the lead! Josh Naylor!
Mariners ended up beating the Cardinals 5-3 last night. They're back at it again today. It's Pearl Jam 10 Club night.
I heard. That's amazing.
Have you seen the satin jackets?
I have seen the satin
They're
jackets.
Sick.
Those are pretty rad. Those are pretty rad. I would rock that.
Yeah, if someone has an extra just an extra jacket that's size large.
We'll let you know, Steve.
I'll have a home for it.
Satin jacket feels very, no, I lost it. What was that movie? You're the one that I want? Grease.
Oh, totally. Yeah, there it is. Totally. Yeah. King County deputies had a major drug trafficking bust operation near Burien. With the help of K-9 Quinn, they found out that these guys were using Rice Krispie Treat wrappers to hide their cocaine. And they seized 3 pounds of cocaine worth $100,000, nearly $3,000 in cash, plus 3 guns. So this is another big win for the highly decorated K-9 Quinn.
So the package, instead of saying snap, crackle, pop, it was like sniff, crackle, pop or something. That's
drug
nice.
Jokes.
Yeah, highly. I got yours. And did you happen to catch this person in British Columbia? I think it was in like Langley. She saw a raccoon was drowning in the water. So this waitress stopped her shift, ran outside, jumped in the water, saved the raccoon, gave it even like chest pumps and did everything to make sure and brought this little raccoon back to life.
That is so noble.
I spend a lot of time looking out the window when I'm working, too.
And she's now known as Raccoon Girl.
That's, I mean, that's pretty amazing.
That's not a great nickname.
I don't know that I would... Yeah. I mean, I'd jump into like, maybe save
you're
a
the
dog.
You're the trash panda chick.
I don't know that I would jump in to save a raccoon, but yeah. I'd definitely go after a dog.
Oh, sure.
That is definitely a better nickname. Trash panda chick, yes. As far as weather, hitting the high of 72 degrees, it's going to be a nice day today. The DMD is brought to you by SeaTown Electric Plumbing, Heating, and Air, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is next with your morning 12-pack.
Trash panda.
The Daily Mix Show.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.